government, the peasantry, generally were, is another problem. There was a chap there, I forget his name. He was, I think, economic botanist at that time.
Lord?
No. Because he left the department and went soon after.
Hudson.
Hudson. Hudson was the house. Then he went around and wrote some villages in Pyrrhenian itself.
Mm-hmm.
One fellow very respectfully asked, "Sir, how many years have you been doing pedagogy?" "Oh, I've been doing it for 3 years." "3 years?" He said, "3 years. Well, we have been doing many cultivation for generations." Practically saying, "What, with your 3 years experience, are you going to teach us how to do many cultivation?" "Oh, God, mind your own thing. Because when you keep on doing a thing for, say, 1,000 years, you are actually doing research also at the same time. Because every year or every so many or every decade, you are adjusting your practices to suit conditions." That's to say, the systems have been evolved over a long period of years, and this process of making a proper clone is automatic. You get some seed and you plant. Then some of that seed produces threefold, the others produce sixfold. Then you mix it all up and you take part of the crop and you sow it next time. Remember, the one that produces sixfold is there. Proportion is 2:1, 2/3 of it. So the next time, the sixfold thing will be more prominent. Like that, when you go doing this over a period of years, that single-fold thing disappears. Well, that's what is called a new clone.
Mm-hmm.
So like that, there's a lot of truth in what that chap said. Same, you cut channels or you grade your grain in a certain way. You find it's better to grade in a different way. Then you go on alternately, and then of course you... That's a very fine type of research, much better than this. Only of course it is more harder on the peasant.
In fact, a farmer maintains that the subdivision of paddy fields is not as bad as it appears. You see, even if 8 chaps may own a plot, in fact sometimes only 2 or 3 cultivate it. It's divided into 3, not into 8. So, de facto, the situation is not as bad as it would appear at first sight. And also, paddy cultivation is according to Liadda. So, it doesn't matter whether, say, a field is divided into 3 Liadda. It doesn't matter whether that field is owned by 1 person or 3 people.
No, it does not. As I said, the smaller the extent, the better you cultivate it if you are keen. Yes, that's correct. Only, of course, there's a limit beyond which you can't go. You must have enough food for a family.
Mm-hmm. What about your period as in the education department? That was when free education had already come in.
Mm-hmm. No, free education had come in, but had not really started. And they were very nervous about what would happen.
Who was?
Mr. Kanangra was not a member of the group at that time, but Mr. Sayanaika was, and he was not in favor of free education.
Oh, he wasn't?
I don't think
so. Though he was in Prime Minister?
Yes, but only of course he had to bow the wishes of the people of Kusum at that time. He was in favor of Jennings' idea.
Oh?
That really good, able people should be given scholarships. Part of this, you might see even. Say, and the family gave 3 or 4 scholarships every year too.
That's very surprising. I didn't know that.
But conditions were such that he couldn't say no.
Was Bandaranaike for it at that stage?
I think he was. I don't know about him. But circumstances have proved that Mr. Sayanaika was not wrong. Now see, this whole thing is breaking down the system of free education, bringing our economy to a state of collapse. Because we don't have money. Ideally, it's a very good thing, there's no doubt. As a matter of fact, I also insisted on it. My minister was an individual called E.A. Nugavel.
Oh, yes, he is.
Not really. Practically wanted to bring that other idea in, I did not. Because then I had told him, whatever you do, see to it that this policy will determine whether we come back to power or not.
Really, Christian. But did they realize that there was also demand that education should be in the vernacular?
Yes. I don't think they opposed it, although they felt that English, an international language, was it. And when I adopted that act, I introduced a clause which said that from the fourth standard onwards, everybody should be taught English as an international language, not because there was any special merit.
In English. What were Mr. Sennacher's fears about free education?
Expected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you read what your beloved boss, the Minister of Education, said recently about the two most idiotic things that this country had done. One was the free education scheme and the other was the guaranteed price scheme or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very wise after the event.
See, I presume he was one of the fellows clamping for it.
Quite so.
I wonder if there's quite a lot in the Marxist theory that the people who benefited most from free education were the bourgeois.
No, it's not proved by statistics. I was reading the other day a statement that intelligence is uniformly distributed. Intelligence quotient is the same in darkest Africa as in wildest America, as in wildest, right?
Granted that, but because they had free education, the bourgeois would have spent money on education anyway, were able to have extra money to spend on other things, and they had the social standing and the position to push their sons into...
Not necessary. As a matter of fact, it was this free education scheme that enabled people like Uduvela and all those people to get implemented into civil service.
Uduvela?
Quite a number of people get their names. Now that's an idea.
And not only that, recently the vernacular has brought people to the university, some fellows, lads who would never have gotten otherwise.
There you are. That's everything. Of course, you want a certain basic character. Plus, of course, the high intelligence quotient. The most important thing is intelligence quotient. Character only results in better type of application.
Mm-hmm. As permanent secretary in the Ministry of Education, in that period, did you bring about changes in the curriculum?
Well, I introduced a system of crafts.
Mm-hmm.
I was planning another system. I even authorized the use of government money and a promise to pay even the assistant schools if they introduced a system of teaching crafts and arts. But the response was poor to begin with. While I was trying to work that up, I was transferred to the Treasury.
Did you feel that the previous curriculum had been far too oriented to Western culture?
Yes, it is. It always has been, even in our time. Even now it's oriented to Western culture. What is the essential difference between the Western culture and the Eastern culture?
I think I should leave that to you to answer.
What? You are the one that asked the question.
I would say that the Westerners don't care what other people think, and the Easterners are too prone to be...
It's the other way about. It's the other way about. Eastern people don't give two fools about what other people think, because basically they say, especially the Buddhists,
mm-hmm.
They begin with the basic idea that there is no self. The moment you start talking of self, you begin to say, what will happen to me? Here you don't. And that is why they kill others without giving them thought to the consequences. They're not doing anything very seriously.
Individualism in other words?
No, not individualism. Absence of individualism.
Mm-hmm. Yes, individualism in
the Western
side.
Here, this whole idea of working in groups, you find even in the villages, they call it the kaiya, you see.
Mm-hmm.
All get together, they go and cultivate one periphery. Then they don't stop. They yes. all go and cultivate the other periphery.
But it's based on individualism. The shares?
No. It's different people's periphery.
Yes, I know, but the ownership concept is there, individual ownership.
The ownership concept is always there. I mean, that has never. But for certain purposes, they have agreed to forget it.
And of course, I presume you were on the JR in 54, 50, from 53 onwards. When you were in the education ministry, did you find that DSA NACA tended to initiate policy, or was it left to the minister?
Our minister couldn't initiate anything, dear old boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who initiated policy. All I know is that whatever I felt should be done, I
put up
it done. Mm-hmm. We put it up, went up to cabinet.
In fact, wasn't DSA NACA's cabinet rather a mediocre bunch on the whole? Dudley was there.
Yes, he just started at the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Then
OE, Ratnayaka, I presume. MDS there was
later. Yeah, that was later.
Mm-hmm.
He took over from Sir Oliver.
Sir John. Did you feel, in fact, as a civil servant, did you feel that the UNP were gradually losing touch with the mass of the people and conditions of the grassroots?
Well, anyway, they were less in touch with the mass of the people earlier than later. But it was not enough in touch even later. The others were all in the city. Now, Mr. Bhattanaik was never in touch with him. But only he had a certain theory which gained acceptance.
What is that?
And that was the theory that this socialist theory that everybody should have equal rights. And he said it because he couldn't think of any other way of getting into power.
But isn't it true to say that he was rather shabbily treated?
Well, in the sense that he was not asked to be. No, he left because he feared something would be done to
him. But hadn't... Yes?
He left when Mr. Senanayake was in power.
Yes.
He left because he feared that he would not be allowed to succeed Mr. Senanayake.
Yes.
Which was, for which I could see no justification.
For what? For his leaving?
Yes. It's just his suspicion.
But whether it
would happen or not, I wouldn't be able to say. But I could see no ground.
Hadn't he been promised the succession? If not in so many words.
I don't think it's only he was deputy, he was regarded as being the second in command. But I don't know whether there was anything to indicate that he was going to be pushed out.
Isn't it correct to say that he had this local government program which was making him a rather popular figure and giving him a machinery of his own, and that Sir John and OE were, and even DS were trying to undermine
OE, him? OE at that time was High Commissioner in England, so it couldn't have been OE at all.
Mm-hmm.
If Sir John did it, not because he knew of the consequences, but because he, I don't know. But they may have been suspicions among themselves, we don't know those details.
Mm-hmm.
But he left. So it's wrong for him to say that he was not considered by Mr. Senanayake as his successor.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's no proof.
What were the factors helping him to win the 56th election?
Single hour.
Mm-hmm.
Single day, 24 hours.
Was there an idea he had got, or had he discovered that in his court of...
Well, you see, there was a Higher Languages Commission, of which I was a member, in the course of the evidence that was given, struck me very forcibly, although it didn't strike some of the other members, that the general feeling of all these people was that there should be some prominence to the Sinhalese race.
Mm-hmm.
One was the language, one was their basic religion. So in the process, I of course took a certain attitude. Nithyananda was there and Nithyananda was the Mallala Sekhar was there. And it is not because of any personal prejudice, but because of the evidence given that I felt that this should be done. And I evolved a scheme which would enable this to be done over a period of 15 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
If that had been done, nothing would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
No, this Sir John opposed it and wrote a letter to the chairman saying, you are not expecting to discuss this or something like that.
I see. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt that all this social force, shall I say, was there. But how far was Bandra Bank and other Sinhala Buddhist leaders like Manasekhar and Mahesananda, how far were they responsible for actually for creating it and...
No, they didn't create it.
No.
Well, they had the feeling because they themselves were Sinhalese.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bandra Bank did not have it quite so much as the other two.
Mm-hmm.
But he felt that this was a growing tendency in the country. It was growing. The tendency is hardly the word. And therefore,
a force.
With the result that when this was mentioned, Mr. John Bhattalal himself in Delft said that he was going to be the same place to Tamil as to Sinhala because of the feeling, strong feeling there. But the moment he came here, when he was asked in Kandy or somewhere, did you say that? Ah, that's there, you keep quiet. You see the effect of that. Nevertheless, he scolded Mithananda and Panadra and he came and told me, Mr. John, I came, that's what I was scolding. I said, why did you do that? That's fair. Oh, that? That's fair. See that? Mr. Bhattacharya put it up, he rang me also. He didn't. So, you are taking on this attitude? I was right because I was going on the evidence. I was not going on my personal prejudice. As a matter of fact, my prejudice was in favor. At that time. But because of the evidence,
what did Mr. Bandaranaike want when he rang you?
Mr. Leopold, how grand you have taken up the right attitude in this matter.
This is because you were part of the High Languages Commission.
Yes, and because he was a friend of mine, he spoke in a friendly way, that's not political. Then when he came into power, I was sent to the treasury, he asked me to come over one day, had a chat, gave me the office and told me, who should I appoint to the commission on this? I said, I have not given thought to it. He said, what about Sir Arthur Vijay? I said, very good man, only trouble is 2 days ago I went to visit him at the hospital and he just had a spell, so he must rule him out. Then he asked me, can't you think of anybody? I said, why, what about Mallala?
What?
Mallala Sekhar.
Mm-hmm.
He looked hard at me and said, why? He said, you try to introduce him. Singer is in 24 hours. Put his head back and cream that announced. That's the way he himself knew this was only a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Then I didn't like the direction in which the conversation was. I knew he was going to
hear. Planning to give you.
He said, I didn't know. I won't do that.
And what were your task then?
Yeah.
As official languages?
Oh, well, you see, having a good knowledge of administration, I was able to organize it in such a manner that things got on quietly.
Switch over?
Yes. Progress was quiet, I think, made a period of 5 or 6 years, but that was also not enough. Because if I told you, I had kind of schemes
Did you find that you would want you to do things slowly, but for the public you have to present it as going on quicker?
I never did that.
I mean,
once the minister came into power, he could go slow for 5 years. The only mistake he did was in coming to an understanding which was published, this
Act 79.
Yes. If he hadn't published it, if he had come to an understanding and did to present it, then it was published and people went crazy. Well, I had nothing to do with that.
What exactly was this pact?
Practically giving a certain, giving something more to the Tamil than Sinhala only signified.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it all fighting for a symbol?
Well, you living in this world is fighting for a symbol. Mm. So you must bring that into this. That's for the other world. This world, these are not symbols, these are actualities.
I was very young then, but before his assassination, I had a feeling that his popularity was on the decline. Mm.
Yes, it may have been.
Mm-hmm.
The 1958 riots and all that.
Mm-hmm. And what about these internal divisions which led to the murder? And how?
Why do you say that it was an internal division that led to that?
Well, I mean, after all, Vimala Vijayavardhana and Buddha Rakita were part of the selective.
What is that? I don't know what the division is.
Well,
they were at one with regard to policy, language policy. I don't know what it is.
There was one.
Yes, they know. They were all. It was the same view with regard to language policy.
No, this was his other businesses that Buddha Rakita was supposed to be.
That's a different. Those are personal things. As you say, if what you say is correct, anything that happened is due to personal prejudice and not due to what might be called
policy. Did you feel yourself that 1956 was a revolution of the have-nots against the haves? I mean, those who were for single only were the, shall I say, the leading force among, the leading groups among the single only people were the sort of privileged low middle class, in a sense, Ayurvedic people, the teachers, the single teachers and the...
One thing is the single teachers and that crowd that actually control the views of the people down below. It's not the people right at the top.
Yes, that's right. So I was thinking that these people wanted a place.
If they wanted a place, means that the lower people also wanted the same place.
Yes. So they were essentially the have-nots, weren't they? I mean, in social status.
Two of the have-nots, I wouldn't say a notary is a have-not, nor a Vedaral. He is. Chaligarh has a lot more than most of us. Have not in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
What they probably didn't have is not money or food, but status.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it. Yes, probably.
And did you feel it was, I mean, definitely I felt there was a change, a sort of psychological revolution, I mean, after the victory. The general feeling of triumph.
I don't know. Of course, I was too close to affairs to know whether they are healthy. This is what is called the fiction that covers history. You see, now a certain thing is done and nobody thinks of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But the historian thinks of reasons.
Empire conquered.
But in the process there is an element of our imagination is a very important thing.
No, but I was not a historian then, so I was wondering whether, you know...
You are a historian now,
You are? You know, what struck me was that, for instance, a doctor's wife, an English-speaking doctor's wife, talking about Appeyandu and, you know, praising this change. And I found it a bit incongruous. And also, you know, the servants and people like that, the general feeling was that this was a good thing.
Yes, of course. That's the image. The image does not actually show the figure of the man within. It's the image.
But would it be correct to say that Bandaranaike put himself at the head of forces which brought him to power, but which he couldn't control when he was in power?
Definitely he was called boss by everybody or other boss.
Mm-hmm.
The boss, you know, no, I was under control. But that was he lost control. Within 3 months, gradually began to lose control.
Partly because he had such a poor cabinet.
Partly because of change in attitude, or perhaps a feeling that actually what he said is not what he did. Perhaps singly, Jayasurya, your professor Jayasurya's
fast
and all that sort of thing. Those things, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he said singly in 24 hours, Jayasurya was fasted in 3 weeks. So there you are, you see, where is the 24 hours? Even he knew that it could be done in 24 hours.
can tell me about the Needham Commission on which you were. University Commission?
Those two blokes were trying to finish this work as quickly as possible. They were not interested in preparing something. They were going to make use of what they knew about other countries in order to adjust matters here. Needham had strong communist tendencies. He raped the Bible of China.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yes. And the other fellow was named Chatterjee.
How long were they here?
Well, 1 month.
And what were you saying about Chatterjee?
Chatterjee was a vice chancellor of a time university somewhere in Pakistan. He was certainly more English than even Needham.
And do you think they had enough time really to study this?
No. As a matter of fact, if you read that Descent of Mine, I will give numerous instances where they prove their utter ignorance of local conditions.
But then, wasn't that the fault of government for not hiring them for a longer period?
They were hired for a longer period, but they went back. And this other man went to China, Needham. They had promised to work longer. And that's my grievance. They never came back.
And how did Marxist ideas bear on the report?
Well, you never know how these ideas percolate into reports, but that's got nothing to do with it. I'm not making any reference to the Marxist ideas. But point is that he tried to finish it far too quickly.
Would it be correct to say that Bandaranaike didn't like the majority report and...
I think that's very clear. As a matter of fact, it would have been a minority report that would have been
implemented. If I could just jump back to an earlier period in the 1920s, how did you find Fletcher as a colonial secretary?
Very nice. I don't say very able, but extremely pleasing.
Too much so? From the admin?
He can never be too good.
No, but did he give in to pressure?
That I don't know. I don't know, but he was fair. He was able to bring his mind to bear on the subject. Somebody has again with the
open mind? Did you feel that he was trying to conciliate the tyranny?
Well, if he did, he was a marvelously good man at that time. At the time, your conciliation was absolutely essential.
I find that the Europeans certainly didn't trust him, not merely from the Ceylonese European angle, but as a man. They didn't trust his word.
Well, if the Europeans didn't trust him, 3 cheers for Fletcher. It only showed that they wanted him to do things that would satisfy them, and he wasn't going to do it.
Stanley?
Government? I don't know much about him. It's the thing that I... You see the pride of his hand long. No, let's not stand the man.
Oh.
Well, you know.
In fact, other governors, Thompson and Stubbs and Moore?
Well, Stubbs and Moore had been here before, so I suppose that. I don't know. I don't know how they got on. Plenty enough in me. Go there to a party and eat some of their grub and come home and that sort of. Moore was quite a pleasing person.
Was there a rapport between him and D.S. Enag?
The nature of the rapport, they had to meet. And during some period or other, I mean just 6 months during that the independence period.
Yes.
They had to be constantly in touch. He had a wife who looked a very strong character.
What did you personally think about the Donomo Commission, the Constitution?
Well, all these constitutions are the same. I mean, they are based on very good ideas. Only depend on the people who work it.
Yes, I was wondering how you felt it worked in practice.
Well, it was an improvement on the previous
state
of affairs, but I don't know.
No, from the speed and efficiency of things, they say it was slow and cumbersome. Now, but couldn't the executive committee slow the minister up?
Certainly, they didn't have that effect on Mr. Sainak. But Mr. Sainak had a majority there.
Mm-hmm. And what about the officers of state? Were they resented? Three policemen.